Good morning and welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. We will continue our devotional in the book of Psalms, and we are now in Psalm 141. Let me read our verses today, verses 1 to 10. O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart cling to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds, in company with men who work iniquity. And let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by safely. David has been maligned and slandered, and how should he respond? Now, as a background, like the previous psalm, this is an account of David's seeking God as his refuge when he was maligned, he was attacked by his enemies, and he was a fugitive. He was tempted to use strong words and vile speech in return, but he did not. David prays that he may be kept from such sins, that he won't follow the evil ways of the wicked. We have read that in verse 1 to 4. O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me, give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. And he prayed, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds, in company with men who work iniquity. And let me not eat of their delicacies. Now, as I said yesterday or the other day, we are tempted really to repay evil with evil. When we are hurt, when we are maligned, when our ego are touched and we are trapped and or trampled down, it's easy for us to act according to our flesh, to see wicked and evil things towards the oppressors. But David prayed, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. We cannot prevent it. We cannot keep it by ourselves. So let us seek God that he will help us by his grace, that we will not repay evil with evil or mock those who curse against us, but that God will make our mouth shut and keep us from saying evil things. And David even expressed here that if ever a godly person has a cause to rebuke him, David prays that he may receive it as a blessing. Like what he said in verse 5, let a righteous man strike me, it is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, it is oil for my head. In other words, David was careful also of his own sins. Perhaps God allowed this chastening in his life because he did something wrong. He failed God and he took it as a learning experience from God. If a man who is righteous will strike me, I took it as a kindness act. And if a man rebukes me, it is like putting an oil on my head. That's humility, and we need this. When we are criticized by somebody and that person loves us so much and he criticizes us not to put us down but to help us to grow in the Lord, and we know that he's telling the truth, let it be that we'll be like David, to receive these acts as a kind act of kindness and the words as like oil to our head. And it cannot be done by our own strength. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yet, he said, my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. In other words, we will not tolerate evil. We are not like a doormat that anybody can just trample us down or step upon us. Yes, we must be aware of what we have done that is wrong, and we need to repent it. But if evil is done unto us and we did not do anything wrong, we must not allow it in a sense that we are not going to encourage it. People will be forced to take notice when God acts. As he said here in verse 6 to 7, when their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. So when God acts against those who oppress us, for God will punish them, his punishments will leave the wicked completely shattered. And this is what David believed that God will do to his enemies, because God is just and righteous. Even when the wicked is still actively on attack mode towards him, David prays that he will be saved from the traps and deception they have set before him. He ended this psalm with his statements, but there's a twist here, there's a turn. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have led for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. We are not going to retaliate nor take vengeance. We are going to escape and try ourselves to avoid conflict. And as much as possible, as Paul encourages us in Romans chapter 12, that we should live peaceably with all men. But there are really times that we cannot prevent this to happen, that people, because of their wickedness and their evil and wicked intentions, they are like trapping us. They are like cunning hunters to put us down. But nevertheless, as David expressed his faith unto the Lord, his eyes are toward the Lord, his God. He's sought refuge to God alone, that he will not be defenseless. I pray that today that we learn to be like David, that we learn to go into the throne of God where we can find grace and help in times of need. Vengeance is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. We know that God is in control. We know that nothing happens to you and to me, whatever it is, that God is not in control. If he allows it, he allows it for a reason. But that should not be a cause for us to doubt that God loves us and God is faithful, for he won't change. He will always be faithful. He will always be loving. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's just enough for us to know that God has a reason, and we might not understand it at this point in time, but we know that everything works together for good to us who love God. May God help us that we'll be able to respond with such attitude. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you will teach us how to live the gospel. Help us to follow the example of Jesus, that when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. He was mocked, but he did not curse those who curse him. I pray you, Father, that the love of Christ will permeate in our hearts. Yet, we are not going to tolerate evil. Lord, it's just amazing for how David says that if a righteous person will strike him, it is an act of kindness. And your words, hurting words, they are like oil unto his head. Help us to recognize also our wrongs, Lord, when we have wrongs in our hearts, when we are criticized. Father, we pray that you will help us to apply your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.